Hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christine Marie. How you doing?
Another week, huh?
God, the weeks go by so much faster than they used to when I was like little. And a week would take forever to go through. Now, literally, I never worry about retirement because I feel like as soon as I think about it, I'll be dead.
Wasn't spring break awesome? We were like running naked through the streets of Florida.
That was us, yes.
It was wonderful. We were just like, COVID's over.
Yep. That was me. Yeah. That was you.
Yeah. And then we bumped genitals with the other naked guys in the street.
Yep. Run around saying, COVID's over.
Yeah.
And then we came back and then we got a little email alert.
Dang it, we got an email alert.
Yeah, what did that email alert say, Mama?
Our county's like, in the state, it's like the highest county of getting COVID. And everybody's like...
Dropping like flies.
It's like, bummer. I want to go to Florida.
I want to go to Florida again because obviously, for whatever reason, COVID doesn't exist there. Yeah. And I'm happy in Florida.
Yeah.
What I like about Florida is that I get to ride around my golf cart. And then witness spring breakers from college. It's like, I feel so youthful while riding my golf cart, and I don't even have clubs in the back. It just feels great.
Yeah, you just... What was the bumper sticker of the week is, if COVID's so bad, how come all of us non-mask wearers aren't dead?
Well, yet. Well, that's...
I don't know why I said it with a Southern accent.
Either. I
think it's why. We're watching Country Comfort on Netflix.
On Netflix, which you talked me into watching.
Just one episode, I said.
Yeah.
18 minutes long.
Yeah. And so I watched it, in the first 5 minutes, I said... This is the worst shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. I hated it.
Yeah.
And I said, just wait.
It gets better.
It'll grow on you.
Yeah. So it's called Country Comfort. Mm-hmm. That's why we're talking like this. Now, I have to say this. I'm going to give a little bit perspective. There was a time in our life when we were really into Deadwood.
Yes, right.
And then it was like, you motherfucker, this. Yeah. I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. Like, go get the gold.
Every other word was
an MF-er,
yeah.
A swear word.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought that all these guys leaving heading west to freedom were swearers. Mm-hmm. I would never have thought those guys were swearers. And like, you know, kind of rough around the edges.
It was kind of a turn on, though.
It was. And it was lovely mimicking that.
Yeah.
And so right now, because we binged three episodes of Comfort.
Country Comfort, Mama.
And so we could talk like this now.
Yeah.
And McVie's in it. What's her name? What's her star's name? Jennifer McVie.
Something McVie.
Yeah.
Catherine?
Catherine McVie. Yeah, she was on, you know.
She stars as Bailey.
Yep. And she was on, she's married to David Foster.
Now,
in real life.
Yeah.
A little unique and unusual.
Can I just say something about it?
Yes, go for it.
Listen, we had not planned on talking about this, but we're here now.
Right.
But, okay, so Normano and I watched the first three episodes.
Yes.
And I was trying to tell you, within the first 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes of the first show,
yes,
Dad and I both said to each other, this reminds us of The Nanny, only in taking place down in Alabama.
Yeah.
Down in Bama, as they say. And, okay, so fast forward to episode four. You're saying, Mama, it sounds like this is like The Nanny, only takes place in
Alabama.
In Alabama.
Yeah, Bama.
And so we're watching the opening credits, and I notice that it's produced by Peter Mark Jacobson.
Yes.
And I went, oh my God, when I go to bed at night and I watch Cozy TV and I watch The Nanny, I see that it's produced by Peter Mark Jacobson. What?
Ring a bell.
And then I see another co-producer is Karen Lucas. And Karen Lucas is a producer of Country Comfort and The Nanny. And we looked it up and we said, you know, Lucas. Is that a name? And guess what? Karen Lucas is George Lucas's daughter.
Well, it's a small world.
It's a small world.
So, Mama.
Unless, go ahead.
Will you pretend something? Will you do a little role playing with me right now?
I try to, Julie.
You're going to be a Netflix executive.
Oh, okay.
I'm Karen Lucas. Okay.
Okay.
I got the back, you know, and I've been married, but I'll be damned if I'm giving up that Lucas name. That'd be the dumbest thing I've ever done. I would knock, knock, knock.
Well, Karen.
Hey.
I haven't seen you since the old days when you were doing the nanny and I was like producing something else that was,
Well, I got this great idea for a Netflix series and I know that you're really looking for good content.
We're looking, you know, Netflix is always, you know, Karen, Netflix is always looking for good content. What kind of content would you be bringing to me now after all those successful years of the nanny? What could you possibly be thinking about?
Well, I'm glad you thought the nanny was so successful. And, you know, it was so successful in the 90s. And I'm thinking, you know, what's old is new again. And
true.
Like, picture the nanny.
Okay.
Okay. Almost exact same concept, but picture it with Southern accents in Alabama.
Loving
it. And to a backdrop. Uh-huh. Now, I know the nanny, everybody was into show tunes.
Right.
Because he produced plays.
He produced plays.
And musicals.
Right.
That was the nanny in New York.
Right.
But in Alabama,
yeah.
Think of the family whose mom died. They were in a band, like the Partridge Family. They all sang country music.
What?
And they all play songs. And I see the lead as like, like a McVie, Catherine McVie kind of girl. She can sing and, you know, she's
and act.
And act. And, you know.
And I know her because, you know who I'm good friends with? David Foster.
You know her then.
I know. I know of her because I know David's on wife number 5 now.
Yes.
And that's Catherine McPhee.
Well, see, we'll keep it all in the family then, right?
What?
Let's do
the
that.
The only
what
thing I'm missing from this scenario
what?
Is your old partner.
Mm.
Your old partner.
Oh, he just is at lunch right now. I'll call him up and bring him in.
Are you talking about Jacobson?
I'm talking about Jacobson.
I haven't seen him in years.
I'll bring him in. We'll do this.
He wants to do it too?
He wants to do it too. He's all in.
So you're telling me you've got your partner back.
Yes.
And we're talking the nanny.
Yes.
Only putting it in the country in Alabama.
Yes.
And she's got a bunch of kids under her. I'm already getting the accent down.
Got the accent down. Now, picture this.
Yeah.
Now, we need another country star to pop in. Now, Dolly Parton, she's pretty famous.
But,
can't think about getting her.
But let me ask you a quick question.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
You told me about the female lead.
Yeah.
Is there a male lead?
I have an idea. I like what you're going for this.
Okay.
Because I want to have a male lead that also is part of country, but not deeply part of country,
mm-hmm.
but can fake the accent.
And probably, I'm looking for somebody that maybe the young people would know as when they were growing up.
Yes. So
somebody
I'm thinking
that's all
of,
grown up now.
I'm thinking of, okay, you know, Leanne Rimes, know her?
Sure, I know.
Okay, well, married. She's married to an actor. We can probably get him pretty cheap. Called
Eddie Cibriani.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
I know. Well, I know Leanne Rimes is married to Eddie Cibriani.
Well, so Eddie Cibriani is available, I believe, because I haven't seen him in a while. I'm sure he'll. But then we'll get Eddie Cibriani. You know, Catherine McVie,
mm-hmm.
and then Eddie will bring in
his
Leanne
wife
Rimes
to sing
to pop in once in a while to sing.
And I know that, and can we have some singing on every episode?
Of course we can. You
know
what, Netflix?
The
I
whole
like what
family?
You're thinking because you got whole family and you know kids and older people like country singing.
So what do you think you can? Because I'm looking here at 18 minutes an episode.
Okay, 18 minutes.
I can give you 10 episodes at 18 minutes.
I think we can write definitely 10 18-minute scripts. We can do it.
And can you put me in at least 2 to 3 country songs in those 18 minutes?
Yes, I can.
Oh, girl.
Deal done?
Handshake deal.
Deal done. All right. Thank you.
Love it.
Yes. Good. All right. Cool. There you go, people. I would say that
it's
okay
it got made.
And that's how it got made. That's the origination story.
Yes.
And I say go watch it because I actually got into it. I thought it was charming-ish.
And Swedish.
And Swedish. Sweetish and charming-ish and like corny-ish. And you're just like, and I thought to myself, literally,
here's
right,
what
first
I thought. If those effers can have an Netflix show, why can't we?
I know. Well, and then here's the dealio too, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I thought to myself when I realized it was Eddie Cibriani, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
He looked pretty good. He took his shirt off.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said, how long will it be before he takes his shirt off?
Yeah, just like Gregory.
I know. My brother.
Whenever we see him.
We give him
5 minutes now that he's a little older.
Yeah, before he feels comfortable.
He's got to take his shirt off.
Well, yeah, because he's like either like Eddie Cipriani or he's like Bert from Bert
Fleischer.
Yeah, depending on where his waist is.
I thought you were talking about Bert Nerdy.
No. Gray's going to go, I'm not like Bert, but no, I'm just making a reference.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we all swing, you know? Come on. That's just what this life's about right now. Anyway, so... Getting back to bumper stickers, because mm-hmm. you had mentioned your favorite bumper sticker of the week. Mm-hmm. I, too, had a favorite bumper sticker of the week that mm-hmm. I wanted to express. Mm-hmm. And it kind of leads me into my discussion on hallucinogenics.
Whoa.
I know. Diving deep today.
Everybody's going to just like take
Turn
a chill
out.
Pill.
Chill out.
Is it going to be good, though? Is it going to be a good dive?
Well, I don't know. But the bumper sticker was honk if you like...
Shrooms?
No, honk if you, and then a heart, butt drugs. Now, I have not heard that phrase before. Have I mentioned this bumper sticker before?
No.
So, honk if you, heart, bump, butt drugs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the only thing I know.
Can I ask a question? What kind of car was it?
It wasn't a horrible junker. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's be real. I mean, cars look good for like 15,
yeah.
20 years now.
For the most part. Exactly.
But it was, I would say, on the lower end of moderate price.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just as good as every other car.
Heck yeah.
You know,
it gets you from point A to point Z.
And so I'm like, okay. I mean, first off, this wasn't on the bumper. It was on the back window.
Ooh.
So, like, it really wanted people to see the sticker.
Yeah. And butt drugs.
Like, hey, but honk if you like butt drugs.
Yeah.
And I want to know how people are really honking.
Were you in your semi?
I was in my semi.
You could have just gone,
great. Another person loving butt drugs.
Oh, jeez. Why didn't I take that sign off when I bought this car from my aunt?
Exactly. Well, and so, which, you know, it's weird how life is so synchronistic. Because, you know, to this week we have been talked to. Well, I'll talk about that later. About we were in our high school. We had some sort of major conflict go down. Some kind of rumble in Dixon. Now we don't know the specifics because they're saying we can't tell the specifics yet because everybody was. Juvenile and all that stuff, mm-hmm. not just in their behavior, but they're
underage.
Yeah. But ever since then, we're having protests at the high school, a small group of high school students,
mm-hmm.
and they're all carrying rainbow flags,
mm-hmm.
and they
Wearing
all say,
rainbow shirts.
Honk for justice for whatever the person's name is.
Yes.
Honk. And I'm like, so at this, which is really weird because I don't ever get asked to honk at things
in a positive
way.
And what is it? Yeah. What,
so I can honk at butt drugs or I can honk for justice. So that's good.
Yeah.
And then.
Justice for butt drugs.
Justice.
Honk, 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 honk.
And then when we honk, they go, yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And then it was weird because. I'll tell an embarrassing moment before I do my deep dive. Well, I'm not going to go there yet. About Elliot and how I was.
You're not there yet.
So, okay. So anyway, now this week I was listening to a podcast from Sam Harris, you know, my meditation guy, my meditation guru, Harvard grad, whatever.
We love him.
I do love him. Mm-hmm. And he was interviewing a guy who actually graduated Harvard before Timothy Leary, or mm-hmm. was there before Timothy Leary, mm-hmm. and Ram Dass.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing psychedelic research.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, Harvard says to him, hey, we don't really like where this research is going. We don't like where it might end up. So just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, man, what's wrong mm-hmm. with this? You know, yada,
you know,
yada,
I've
yada.
Been hearing some things about Harvard that I'm not too happy about.
Yeah, because I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. So they've done some really interesting things.
Yeah. They think their shit don't stink.
Exactly.
Sorry, Harvard.
Sorry. Your shit stinks as much as everybody else's, especially after some
major. It just comes out wrapped in, you know. gold leaf.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I don't know why I'm thinking that there's a lot of olive pits in their poop. I could be wrong. I don't know. Hmm. Like they
martinis?
Yeah, a lot of martini drinking.
Dirty martinis. Those dirty martinis.
Dirty martini drinkers. That's why I think
I used to date a guy named Steve Martini.
Oh, really? Did he drink martinis also?
School. No, I was back in high school.
Okay. At that point, he wasn't drinking yet.
Yeah.
That wasn't his signature drink.
He was a little smarmy. It was his, no, it wasn't his signature drink. His signature drink was blue.
Now they have blue martinis.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could. Yeah. I'm not really sure. I think really just having two things mixed together, you call it a martini, is like good to go.
Yeah.
Things are so different now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So anyway, they're talking about psychedelics and they're talking about mushrooms and acetylsilocybin and hiawatha. Is that it? Acetylsilocybin?
Yeah.
Tell me what it is. Mommy made a funny face.
You just made a combination of like acetaminophen and psilocybin.
Psilocybin. That's it.
So I'm like, well, aspirin doesn't hurt, you know. We're going to throw in some aspirin in case it goes down bad.
Exactly.
In case you wake up with a headache.
Pre-treat.
That's right.
Yes, I always hear the words slightly different, and that's why you're here to correct me.
Mm.
And so they were talking about like all the benefits to like microdosing and having trips, and they're talking about dosages and all that stuff and LSD. And they said, and the guy goes, it was a really good discussion because they both agree that they've had trips, they've done, but you don't do them very often. You do them like once every 20 years.
Oh, wow.
It's not, and the older gentleman said, listen, if you want to do them regularly, you're not doing it for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
He said, like with microdosing is interesting because a lot of people talk about how the world is brighter, you have better cognition, mm-hmm. better thinking, better problem solving, and you forget you're on a psychedelic.
Can I interject one thing
sure.
at this moment in time? Mm-hmm. Because you talked about the world being brighter. Back in like 79.
Mm-hmm.
I was a manager of an apartment complex, and I used to have to go to the apartment model every day, you know, so that when people came in, I would show them the model. Well, we were set up just like an actual apartment. We had, you know, furniture, everything in it, and we had a toaster. And I was cleaning one day the countertops, and I touched something on the toaster, and I got a major, major shock. Mm. I mean, it blew me back.
Whoa.
Blew out the toaster.
Oh, my gosh.
Blew me back. And for about, I don't know, maybe 6 months afterwards, I mean, the world was brighter. I was like more like, you know, engaged. And
oh, my gosh.
Everything just seemed like that shock.
Yeah.
Just like shocked my system.
Yeah,
at a core level that changed me like that. And I kind of always wished that I had that kind of thing available.
Like every 6 months, like a tune-up.
Something like that. And I wondered if, do you remember when in those days they used to give you shock treatment?
Yes, I do remember that.
And I'm just like.
They also used to do lobotomies.
Yeah, but I wondered if it was something similar on that level.
Well,
to shock treatment.
I think that 100%.
So things like that exist.
And here's the thing: because we don't, and maybe it's wrong to do studies on shock therapy, because you have some doctors that will just do it randomly without permission and trying, you know, just, you know, whatever.
Chase you down.
Tie her up.
Tie you up. Then give
put
you
the thing in the mouth. Little shocker.
Then give you a shot.
Yeah.
How did that go? How did that feel?
The world's brighter. The world's brighter, doctor. I promise. I promise. Like, are you sure? Because we'll do this like every week until you're 100% sure.
Yeah.
No, I swear, doctor, please. So, yeah, I can see how everything, because what I also heard, the guy who does the mass killings in the 70s and
the bell tower dude?
No, the golden swastika.
Yes, that dude.
Once upon a time in LA.
What is his name? That dude.
Gosh, I can't think of his name.
Why can't we?
I don't know.
We will.
Yeah.
Helter Skelter dude.
Yeah. But, you know, he was known to have been part of Harvard, LSD.
A Harvard study.
Yeah. As well as the Unabomber.
Yes.
Had been given LSD and also treatment, weird treatment for terror, to break you and stuff like that. Yeah. So in Harvard as well. So this shit
could
go
going,
down.
Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of ways it could go good and a lot of ways it could go bad. And you're just going, okay. But the thing so then I had taken this podcast and I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind trying it.
I know.
Because after hearing people talk about marijuana for so long, mm-hmm. I wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. I did have an edible mm-hmm. and I was not, I'm glad I had it. Mm-hmm. I thought the experience was okay, mm-hmm. but it wasn't something that I wanted to strive for. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get what the dealio is.
No, you got hot.
I got hot and bothered. I had some anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm. A little paranoid.
And then I thought my words were soft. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I'm like, well, what's the point? Why would I need that in my life?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it would make me happy.
Yeah.
But the truth is, overall, I'm genuinely a happy person.
You are.
Overall.
Need that. Yeah. But you wouldn't mind probably a psychedelic.
Well, a psychedelic.
Psychotropic.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I was listening to my preacher dude. And he never talks about psychedelics or drugs.
The same day,
within hours. Yeah. I mean, spending time with his podcast, really contemplating like, hey, it wouldn't be, they were talking about synthetic versus natural mm-hmm. and that the people who took the natural stuff, like the shrooms and the plants, they felt more connected to the plant. Mm-hmm. And they talked about the history and that possibly are the reason why we leaped forward in consciousness and technology is because at some point we did a lot of shrooms.
I totally agree with that because I believe that we were born with this God part in our brain.
Yeah.
And what activates it.
Right.
Is that kind of natural drug, so to speak.
Right.
A natural shroom or a natural plant of some sort.
Yeah.
That was meant to be taken and open that connection.
I don't
disagree.
And once
we have that connection, then we understand how this world, works. And like you said, you can technology, all sorts of things advance.
Yeah. I mean,
once someone has the vision, then we got something. It's like, how people say, oh, a spacecraft landed mm-hmm. and now we use that to reverse technology.
Yes.
It's like you have the vision and then you reverse technology, whatever you're, going to.
So I get it. So once the veil's been pulled back and you see the possibility, you're like,
now you can go for it.
There's a vision of it.
Yeah.
I want to go for it.
That's right.
I mean, 100%. We kind of got something like that going on in our life right now. Where we have a vision of something and we're all trying to get there.
That's right.
But previously, I wouldn't have even thought about getting there because I had no vision of it.
No vision.
Right. You know?
What does the Bible say? For lack of vision, my people perished.
And so when you take a when you eat a plant mm-hmm. that gives you a new vision, you're like, whoa, and God created everything. Yeah. So there you go.
That's right.
So though I was then I listened to my preacher dude mm-hmm. and he basically said, if you take drugs, you ain't going to heaven. Or
he said you're going to hell.
He going to hell. And he also basically said heaven's not there with you. So he kinda, cause he believes heaven's wherever God's at.
Right.
So you can have heaven on earth.
Right.
So I mean, everybody has their own little twist of everything.
Everybody has their little take on drugs.
Yes.
That kind of stuff.
And the
political stuff.
And I listened to Jordan Peterson, and he has his own take on hallucinogenics, and he's like, well, that's real dangerous. Hallucinogenics are real dangerous, and also I don't ever believe in a free lunch. Like, whatever wisdom you should get, you should earn.
I loved that line when I heard that.
He goes,
oh, yeah, that's unearned wisdom.
Yeah, unearned wisdom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of a sweet way of thinking about mm-hmm. it.
What do most parents say that to their kids? I don't want you to have to go through what I had to go through. So they try to teach you.
Yes.
But still you managed to F up your life.
Yeah,
and you got to
exactly.
learn
you
the hard way.
Yeah. Everybody has their own lessons, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is. It's like you hope people do the best and then, mm-hmm. we all, and yet the world keeps turning.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. The world keeps turning. And so listening to Preacher Man, listening to Jordan Peterson, listening to this. And then I realized...
Maybe you're listening to too many people, Julie.
I think I
am. Just listen to your mama.
What do you think, mama? You're like, Julie, there are...
Just
there
watch
are,
Netflix, Julie.
Yes. There are some nights I'm so bored, I'd love to see you high. It would be very entertaining for me. Well, there are times, we have to admit, and there are guinea pigs in a family. Like, if somebody has to take a new bed... And they're afraid.
It's you.
It's me that will take it to see if there's any real weird adverse effects. And then you're good to go, right? Isn't that kind of how that works?
Yes.
You're like, you do it first. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll do it first for you, Mom. I'll take the hit.
Something like that happened just recently. I can't remember what it was now. That you did something for me. I don't know.
Well, a lot of times you'll have me take your phone calls. I took a phone call for you. You're like, I don't know how to handle this phone call. I'll go, I'll take the phone call. I'll take the hit. You're like, okay, good. That's good. And then I kind of soften the edges. And then I go, here's the bottom line. I'm like, it was a good phone call. Like, oh, great. And gratefully, we sound close enough alike, especially if you don't know us.
Yeah. We used to sound a lot more alike. But I think as I get older, my voice is getting... deeper.
And so is mine. Yeah, so we sound really
that's
close.
True.
That's
talk
true.
Like this.
Like this. Talk like this. Exactly.
I guess so. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
That's crazy, Julie. So tell me some more stuff about this week.
About this week. Well, overall, I am really experiencing some sort of crazy time flux.
Mm.
I mean, time is going by so fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, things I put off to the weekend to get done, mm-hmm. I now put off to a Monday to get done. And then I say, oh, it may be to the next weekend that I get done.
I know.
And then things are just, it's, and I'm.
And that's not us using time appropriately.
Oh, you know what? Well, that's a wisdom. Hey, Julie, just want to let you know, you're not using your time appropriately.
No, I meant that we're not using the vehicle of time as we know it. Because usually we crush it.
Right.
We condense it.
Yes.
We compact
it. We slap it around it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because
we make it our bitch.
You don't believe in time.
I don't.
You believe it is...
a construct.
Exactly. You believe it's a construct.
I believe it's a consciousness construct.
Yes. And so I like working with that.
Yes.
I think that's awesome. And then sometimes it hits me in the face. It's like, oh, man. Well, I was in this one guy talk to, and they were talking about...
Especially when you do everything for me.
Well, that's the thing. You have been really talking about painting the inside of the house.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about you and I... paying the inside of the house.
Yes.
And I'm like,
you know,
okay. And I kept saying, well, why don't you and Dad go away for a week, mm-hmm. and I can get it done, mm-hmm. you know, or go away. And they're like, no, Julie.
I can't go away because I just went to Florida.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need that.
Spring break.
And you said to me, well, I have in my mind that you and I are compressing time, and we wake up and we just, you know, on the days you're not working, you and I'm not going to be able to paint with Norm because he'll drive me up the bonkers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But you don't get up and we'll both paint.
Right.
We'll paint the house.
Right.
And I thought to myself, okay. And then by coincidence, I'm up at 3 a.m, turn the TV on just to get back to sleep or whatever. And there's an ad that I recorded for this new paint gun that will paint a whole house, like literally
inside.
Inside. And I'm like,
no way.
Oh, well, maybe we get this.
Oh my God, Joe, are you kidding me?
No, I am not joking to you.
I would love that. You know,
well,
you know me
it.
And my tools.
Yes.
Do I not love tools?
Now, in my mind's eye, I feel like we had bought that paint gun at some point.
We did, but we bought a medium quality.
Oh,
and
we got to stop doing
it was
that
horrible.
Shit. Yeah.
If this one is a good one.
Says it's like 4 payments of $25. It's a
good, I paid that for my medium one, I think.
Maybe it's more than that then.
Okay, well, do you have the ad still?
I recorded the on
okay,
the
good.
DVR,
yeah, because
so.
I'm very interested in that.
Okay, then we'll get that then.
Because we used the paint gun to paint the shed.
Yeah.
And... It was we painted one side and it broke.
Yeah. And we're like, well, this is silly.
We ended up throwing it away.
Yeah. And we're like, well, this was a waste of money.
Yeah.
So maybe this wouldn't be a waste of money then, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. I don't know, but I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. I would like to paint the whole house. That'd be fun.
You know what? We could probably rent a really good sprayer.
Yeah. But I think too, that we could get it done. We could do it. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. I'm just, you know what though? I'm not convinced that I want it painted
at this moment.
A different color.
Yeah. I understand. Because we have Navajo white now.
Which 99% of the population has.
And then now we're looking to go to either a whiter white or a beige.
No, grayge.
Grayge. Yeah. Yeah.
That's sort of like sitting on the fence with a picket up your butt.
Yeah. Except, I don't know. Color I was like, am I going gray?
It's grayish.
Am I going gray? Am I going beige? Am I gray? Am I going warm? Are you going cool colors? You're like, we're going to shove this picket up your butt and you're just going to sit there. You fence
yeah.
it. So
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So security cat.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but besides that, everything is going okay, I guess. You know, I had mm-hmm. hypnosis session last week. That was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And been doing that all week long. And, been working with Dad more. Just like, I guess overall, mm-hmm. It's been okay. I mean, mm-hmm. I had one experience that was heartbreaking. Well, okay. One thing I discovered that was new. That I thought I wanted to share with everybody because this was kind of a cool thing. Somehow I was on Dish 365, I think a channel was, which I never go that high because mm-hmm. we don't have HBO and you mm-hmm. know Cinemax, all those things. We just have HBO Plus, but so I just have somehow my clicker just got on there. I'm like, that's weird, and it's a new news channel, which is very interesting because now not only do we have CNN, Fox, MSNBC, mm-hmm. we have a lot of these other ones now too, like
that are popping
Newsy,
up. 365,
News Nation,
really?
Yes, and so and also I watch China sometimes. They're taking in Europe, you know. I try to absorb a lot of different takes in the world, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you what, everybody has a different take on everything.
Wow,
everybody does.
Yeah, does that mean that there's different truths out there, Julie?
There is different truths to the whole. So whoa. I'm watching this one show at. I think it's 4:30 in the morning I'm watching it. And it ends up being, it's called BNC. BNC. And then I'm watching it and there's Real Pretty Woman on. I try and guess what, you know, because sometimes like there's Al Jazeera TV. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different news out there.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, what country is this from? And I'm like, they're speaking non-accent English. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is probably an American station, I'm mm-hmm. guessing. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I'm looking at their everybody, and I'm like, I couldn't tell you what nationality they were.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. But so what they showed me was one, they talked about the homeless situation in California, what bad population this was, or what bad problem this was. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're showing a picture of this one park in Southern California in a residential area, and it is just riddled with tents. Like, just riddled with tents. And I'm like, you know, this can't be appropriate. Mm-mm. And so, but what was interesting about it is that they're interviewing this man, and he's probably in his mid-20s. He's Black, African-American, but he's like the coolest, normalest dude I've ever heard in my life. Like, he's wearing a hat that is got a marijuana plant on it. So like, I'm like, dude, okay, I get ya. But he's showing how he made these outside showers for everybody out mm-hmm. of cedar. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is wild. And he goes, when COVID was down, I would always go to, you know, the gyms to take showers and stuff like that. I always keep myself really clean, looking good. He did look great. He looks like a really good, cool dude. And And except for the fact that he's got a marijuana plant on his hat and his, you know, and then he's, and they're showing all these tents, and several of these tents, literally to the side of them, have like pots, like for plants, and they're growing flowers and vegetable gardens. And I'm like, oh, this is just more like a roaming camper site, like, mm-hmm. you know, like this should be like Jellystone. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's got their own little area. They're mm-hmm. decked out. I mean, I'm not, I'm not joking. It was really wild.
No. I'm just laughing.
And so he's showing me all these.
You compared Jellystone with being homeless.
No, I'm comparing Jellystone to this tent city mm-hmm. where they're, and the tents look like they're nice tents. Right. But I'm saying the places that they were showing me were, I'm not joking. They had like little tiny wooden areas for decks where they're barbecuing. Oh, mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this
I
is
think those pots are not for growing plants, but for pooping in, Julie.
No, I saw geraniums growing out of it. They're crazy.
That's perfect.
Perfect cover.
No, so, that's perfect now, fodder
they did show
for
one,
geranium growth.
So they showed only two people. Mm-hmm. They showed a shitload of tents.
Right.
This man, and I say only black man because you'll get it in the reference in a little bit. You know, totally cool. Well, I mean, just like I want to hire this guy, right? He's great. And I also want to know why he's doing this. And I know why, because he says, you know, we've been given the option to go to hotels and homeless shelters, but they really put restrictions on you. You Whoa. Can't leave until they lock you in. You can't leave after 7 p.m. Mm. He goes, we got to have our freedom. I'm like, oh, yeah.
So you think
you're the modern day hobo.
If you,
you're a modern day hobo with the hobo kind of lifestyle. Like, don't keep me trapped.
Right.
You know,
right.
Every property is not, no one should have property rights. It's, you know, come sit.
So you said you wanted to hire him. I doubt if he would hire. He would be hired.
No, that's not
you.
Who he is.
No.
He's a guy that, given the chance, he'd be camping, you know, hopping on a railroad and just traveling, you know. But Southern California has great weather. So it's like, well, dude, what's the point? I'm in a park, got mm-hmm. a lake, got my tent. I made my shower. We got plant. I mean, we're all hanging out here. Mm-hmm. And then they show a picture of an older white man, and he looked like the typical homeless dude. He had a beard down to his belly. He's wearing really baggy pants and a baggy skirt, you know, that look. And like, he looks like he's got everything he owns on him. Mm-hmm. And he's walking around. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, this is a very interesting thing that I'm seeing. This is what they're choosing to see me. And then I go, okay, cool. And I looked up, BNC. I just Googled it, and it's the first black news channel, and it's for, they said, I think their motto is, you know, there's so many news niches for different people that we should have a news niche for black people.
And that's a pretty big motto.
I know, just come on. And I got it. But I have to tell you, I was really enjoying the way they were showing it.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself,
so the white people were old and crusty.
Yes.
Wearing everything they had.
Yes.
A man wearing a skirt and pants.
Yes.
And the black dude was cool.
Very
had,
cool.
Had some a pot hat on.
And was able
knew
to
how to take showers.
And actually, no, was able to
build showers.
Outside cedar showers.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm like, oh, because I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I got to find out what this channel is. Mm-hmm. Because when I watch Al Jazeera, I want to know who, you know, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't figure that one out. And then, or like when I, Newsy, what's Newsy about? Mm-hmm. What's their motto? Mm-hmm. And it's very wild to me through the lens of a different thing. You're like,
yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I get you.
I think you're making a point.
Am I making a point?
You are making a point.
And honestly, I was,
you're
I
saying
enjoyed
that there's,
it.
There's, it's just is what it is out there.
Well,
it's what you think it is.
It is. It
it's
is.
What you claim it is.
It's there. And also there's in that tent, shanty town.
Tent city.
In Tent City, there's 1,000 different stories.
Mm-hmm.
Some stories are, I'm a modern day hobo. Don't keep me down.
Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in. I need the wide open spaces. And in this world, there's very few wide open spaces.
A 7x7 tent.
Exactly. That's what
it's
I
your
need.
Wide open space.
Exactly. And I have to live in Southern California because that's where the weather's good.
Yeah.
And that's where it's always good.
It's pretty good in Florida this week, Joe. I'm going to keep running with that.
I appreciate it. It was good in Florida. Yeah. And that's why we were naked.
One of the things that I do you have any more to that story? Because I'm
well, I only want to say this one thing.
Okay.
Because I was listening to some other podcasts and they were talking about how he had gone. I think it was Joe Rogan was interviewing this one guy.
Well, see, that's where I want to go.
Okay, cool.
That's where I want to go, and I'm glad that you're bringing it up.
Okay.
If this is where you
go
where Joe was interviewing this scientist. Regarding the COVID, right?
Yes.
And he had lived in China for a long, long time. So he understood COVID, but he also understood the Chinese philosophy.
The culture.
Culture. And there's lots of stuff that you can probably add to this, but the part that I took away, because I didn't hear it, I just heard it through your eyes, was what he said was, We don't understand, we can't even contemplate how China has such a future plan, long term. You know, we think, oh, long term is 5, 7, 10 years. They have 100-year plans, and they are going for it. We don't even understand the capacity they have for future planning.
Right.
And I thought that was important for us to know because, you know, I want to say something. When we were down there in Florida this week with all those kids, I did not feel that there was any future planning going on.
Did you not have faith in the future that your Social Security would be funded for the rest of your life?
I did not have faith
that this is a generation that will get us to Mars. Did you have that faith?
It was kind of wild, Julie. It was kind of wild.
Did you think, like, I best keep working? This is not good.
I best keep understanding that there's a country out there that's like hunting for bear here.
I heard more. It was Mark Metzl, I think his name was. I was just looking it up, and I totally forgot the name of the podcast. He also worked for the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. He's a futurist. But he was saying stuff about China as well. Like, you were talking about this future plan. Like, they want to be the number one world power.
Right. Yes.
So, and now he said this, which I thought was very weird. He goes, they do it so much better than North Korea does. Because North Korea,
yeah, it's not good to starve your people.
Right. They have lifted hundreds of millions of people out of poverty, China has.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the back end of that.
Can I say one thing, though?
Yeah.
I understand that. I also want to say that when we were watching Bill Maher last week or 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about that they built this, like, I don't know, 100-story structure in, like, 19 days.
Yeah.
They build bridges in, like, 21 days.
Yeah.
And, I mean, incredible projects.
And Bill Maher can't get his solar panels approved.
And it's been 4 years.
It's been 4 years.
In California.
Yeah.
Because it's so weird about how to, you can't get it. Yeah, exactly.
So, and what they were saying, what this guy was saying, though, in China as well, he said he has an associate or a friend-ish that he knew that was like the Lou Dobbs of China.
Hmm.
And one day he just went missing.
Mm-hmm.
Just went missing. Mm-hmm. Still doesn't know where he's at. He's like the wife of the guy from Scientology. You know, we don't know where she's at.
Yeah. They just go missing.
Just go missing. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was this actress, famous actress, kind of like a Julia Roberts of China. And they just took her. And she was missing for a while, then came back and was all talking the line. And the key is to realize is that you may think that you have power, but you will never have more power than the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever that is, right? Whoever that is.
I've seen now, on news that they have these, whatever kind of camps they call them, where you have to go and you get re-educated.
Yeah.
An education camp. You get a good education.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and they still have those.
Yes, they still have those.
And they're big and bright and shiny and they take your kids away from you.
And you may think that 2050 is far away, is 27 years away or 29 years away.
What's 2050?
That's when they have a goal of 2050 to be like the world power.
Oh my God. Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
So, I mean, I'm gonna be in my 70s, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not gonna, I wanna live in a world where, I mean, so what kind of world are we gonna have? And the only way to balance that power mm-hmm. is that if we connect with the other powers like Europe, I know we shoo-shooed Europe, you know, our European allies mm-hmm. 4 years ago, mm-hmm. but we need to reconnect mm-hmm. and become again like one to push back, because China needs to do whatever they need to do, but they can't. We don't want them to be. Do we want that model to be the world?
Well, two things. In 2046, my friend Sasha Stone
yes.
says that we will all have the capacity, if we so choose, to ascend
mm.
without dying.
Yes.
Now and in Revelations, mm-hmm. Here's another thing. In Revelations, it says that the war, the war that comes, mm-hmm. is the one army that comes mm-hmm. is a Chinese and Russia mm-hmm. army.
Yes.
So it's huge, as we would say in the Midwest, huge.
It's huge.
Not huge.
It's huge. That's a huge war.
And that's yes. and so I can see in some sense where you're talking about alliances.
Yes.
Russia and China.
Yes.
Align. They're not that far apart.
No, and also
in terms of geographics.
No, they're right next to each other. Right. And
oh,
Russia
really?
Yeah. And Russia's huge.
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 Huge. It's huge.
Not a lot of people comparatively speaking, because right. it's also got really crappy weather. Mm. But yeah, it's huge. And so I also am so I'm kind of fearful of that a little mm-hmm. bit, because mm-hmm. they have a plan. We don't have a unified plan.
No.
Except that we want to fight amongst each other.
We spend too much time fighting against each other.
Yeah.
One side
my
says
football
this.
Team's better than your football yeah. team.
My mom's going to beat up your mom.
Yeah. I guess we need a stronger dad to put us all together. Like, and I don't
Thank
know.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't make me come back or I'll separate you, or I'll get you reeducated.
Yeah.
Don't make me reeducate
you. Don't make
you.
Me hit you in that back seat, you kids.
Exactly.
You yeah. will not fight amongst yourselves.
Well, I think TikTok is a Chinese company, right?
Yes.
And so they just came right in and like let's get these kids hooked on this shit.
Yeah.
you know, let's get them on these 30-second videos all making some money off of us, and we'll bring them into the fold. We'll re-educate them nicely, mm. you know.
Luckily, do we own stock in that platform?
I don't know. I don't think you can.
Oh.
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know.
But I'm not, you know. So I'm worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
But not too worried. I love the idea of Sasha Stone saying, you know, and
2046.
Yeah, which I love that we listen to Sasha Stone. Mm-hmm. You listen to him, then you tell me about, because he really is anti-mask, anti-vaccine, and, you know.
Anti-anti.
Anti-anti everything.
Yeah, yes.
And he's all about freedom and your sovereign freedom.
Right.
So
pro-freedom.
Pro-freedom.
Pro-sovereignty.
Yes.
Pro ascension.
Yes, and I love the fact that you, Christine, have recommended to me and Armando, like, why don't you guys make sure you get that vaccine? Yeah, but do what you want, but make sure you guys get that vaccine for me, will you?
I want you to try it out first.
Yeah, try it out first. Make sure it's all good for me. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, we're all going together.
Yeah. You know, so we'll take care of, we got you covered, girlfriend. We got you covered. But so it does scare me, but I've heard this ascension story before where, you know, and I'm proud of him throwing a date out just far enough in the future that we might forget,
mm-hmm.
you know, but,
I love that too, because a lot of people make mistakes about giving out dates of stuff mm-hmm. that are too close. And when they pass, they unfortunately lose their source of income.
Yeah.
Go down in flames and
then give their dog away, which was their best friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, that makes me feel sad. We were watching on HBO Max the new QAnon.
Yes.
Q going in the rabbit hole documentary.
Yeah. Into the storm.
It was fascinating.
Yes.
It's also a big hit in the face, because it just, I didn't know this was going on. Mm-hmm. I still don't know what's going on. Like, mm-hmm. I have never read a QAnon post.
Yeah.
So all these people were doing it. But what I thought was interesting, I know you have. Mm-hmm. I know you have, girlfriend. You're my connection to that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because I was into this other podcast and they were talking about their favorite vibrator and it was called a rabbit. And I guess, where do you put that rabbit? And what hole is that rabbit going to? So it's just weird how words. I know. Sometimes I'm just amazed at the synchronicity of life. You know, rabbit hole, a hole for your rabbit. I mean, it's all wet. It's all right there. And the one thing out of this first episode that I connected with the most was how people over the age of 70 who mm-hmm. are quote unquote no longer working, so they're living off their Social Security and their little bit of pension or whatever, mm-hmm. how alone they feel.
Mm-hmm. During COVID
specifically.
That was the perfect storm.
Yeah.
Is COVID, being older, being lonely, being stuck in, and then having that
rabbit hole to go down to.
Yeah, but being your friend.
And being, other people, you hear cute. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Oh my God, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
And see, I remember the first night you introduced me to Art Bell.
Yeah. And that was like back in the 80s?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And it's 3 in the morning
where
it's pitch dark in your room. You go, Julie, gotta listen to this.
Yeah.
We're listening to Art Bell, and he's talking with this other expert, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, about Planet X coming. And it's going to be
Nibiru.
Yeah, it's going to be here within a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we going to do? What is going on in the world? And just freaking out.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? The week came and went,
mm-hmm.
and then they said it did come. We just weren't in the right, we just couldn't see it.
Right.
It had a cloaking device on.
Yes.
And I'm like, gotcha. Of course. and not to bring this full circle, because it's not, but that's why they were talking about, I don't know what the hell we were watching, but I think I was watching Gaia, but they were talking about how, or this might have been the QAnon documentary as well,
mm-hmm.
but how back in the day they would keep the idea of aliens away from us.
Oh, right.
Because they thought that if the regular people would know about UFOs and aliens,
we couldn't handle it.
We would, society would destroy itself in a matter of days.
Yeah, people would be jumping off their roofs and stuff, yeah.
And so guess what? We all know about the existence of other things out there.
Right.
Don't know exactly what they are yet, but we have real evidence,
mm-hmm.
real proof. The government has said they have material from outer space that's, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. not natural, but made.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got this. We've heard about the Tic Tac and the, all the different things. So we heard about it. And guess what? We still get up in the morning. We go to work. We go to school. We take care of our kids, our family, we still live a life. Why? Because guess what? We still got to do what we got to do to take care of ourselves.
Some people don't go to the dentist, Julie.
That's right. Why go to the dentist? In the back of my mind, though, I am less worried about my retirement because of the UFOs.
Yes.
Because of China. Because of Russia. Mm-hmm. Because of possible, cyber attacks. And because of what we call, because we want to say Greenland, the Greenland effect.
Yes.
Watch the movie.
Don't
talk about it. So I'm less concerned about my retirement, but I'm also planning for it just in case. Because I remember, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That preacher man said that, the world's coming to, Revelation is starting in about, a week, and we were supposed to, he gave a specific date.
Oh.
I remember listening to it while I was driving for a bide.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm hearing this. Mm-hmm. And it went like wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the chances of me actually hearing this guy talk, because I usually listen to NPR. Why would I listen to this guy?
Yeah.
Just happened to be listening to him.
Oh, it's so synchronistic.
Yeah, that's what I felt. And I felt it was a sign from God. Like, take notice, Julie. Yeah.
And what did we do? I can't remember.
Well, I didn't do a damn thing because I like I'm running the world.
Do? Yeah,
but he was.
Did we buy food? Or
yes, what? What smart people were doing? Yeah. Were selling pet insurance to all the people that all the Christians that were going to be
taken up
ascended.
Yeah,
and they said, "Don't worry, we'll care for your pet." I'm an atheist. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Caring for your pet? Because, yeah, well, how much do you need? $1,000 insurance policy. That you non-refundable. Non-refundable. And I only get your pet if you ascend, not if you just pass, you know, die.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, that's cool. And they're making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
You know, taking, you know, but hey, for those moments, I'm sure those Christians really worried about their pet. Like, mm-hmm. what will happen when I ascend?
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't Aww. Happen.
Yeah.
And then that poor preacher man died like 4 months later. Of a stroke. And I'm like, well, he ascended Ooh. In his own way, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
So I saw one more cool bumper sticker
mm-hmm.
that I want to share before we leave. And I totally agree with this.
This is going to be we must call this our bumper sticker show.
I don't know why. We didn't talk about it before the show.
No.
And it said, I can either be nice to people or high. No, wait. Wait. Oh, I can either be nice to people or pass a drug test. Not both. That was it. It was probably firmed up a little bit better.
I can either be nice to people or pass the drug
test. Oh, I can either be good at my job.
Yeah.
Or pass my drug test. Not both. I thought to myself,
okay, that's better.
That's better. That's good. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people at work going,
yeah.
if you want me to do this for 8 hours, I'm going to have to be stoned.
That makes a lot of sense now when I think about the Casey's people that work at Casey's.
Yes.
Although I love Casey's. I love
Casey's. I think they're great. I'm all in. So, girlfriend, how's the show?
Oh my God, it's like a bumper sticker. Like, it should say, it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.